larger topic. Is it possible to have more than a conversation with God? Is it possible that you can have an actual friendship with God? This book says yes, and it tells you how, in God's own words. For in this book, happily, our dialogue continues, taking us to new places and powerfully reiterating some of what has been told to me earlier. I'm learning that this is how my conversations with God proceed. They're circular, reviewing what has already been given, then dazzlingly spiraling into new territory. This two steps forward, one step back approach allows me to keep in mind previously shared wisdom, planting it firmly in my consciousness in order to form a solid basis for further understanding. That's the process here, and it's not without design. And while at first this process is a bit frustrating, I've come to deeply appreciate its workings. For by planting God's wisdom firmly into our consciousness, we affect our consciousness. We awaken to it. We elevate it. And as we do so, we understand more. We come to remember more of who we really are. And we begin to demonstrate that. In these pages, I'm going to share a little more about my past and how my life has changed since the publication of the Conversations with God trilogy. A lot of folks have asked me about that, and that's understandable. They want to know something about this person who says he's having casual